弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我们先来读几处经文。
We're going to read a couple passages of scripture.
我们今天早晨第一处要读的经文是在马太福音的第一章第一节。
The first passage is Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
马太福音一章一节。
Matthew 1:1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
然后我们翻到马太福音的最后一章，二十八章，我们从第十八节读到二十节。
We can turn to the last chapter of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20.
马太福音的第二十八章十八到二十节。
Matthew 28, 18 to 20.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去。使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我们再读以西结书第一章十节。
We'll also read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10.
以西结书一章十节。
Ezekiel 1:10.
至于脸的形象，前边各有人的脸，左边各有狮子的脸，右边各有狮子的脸，左边各有牛的脸，后边各有鹰的脸。
As for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle.
我们最后再读一处，在启示录的第四章，我们读六到七节。
Finally, we'll read from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
启示录的第四章六到七节。
Revelation 4:6-7.
宝座前好像有一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座四周有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
And before the throne, there was something like a sea of glass, like crystal.And in the center and around the throne, four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle.
好，我们再有一些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，早晨我们怀着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Well, this morning with a thankful heart, we come before you.
我们把这些话语再次交在你恩典的手中。
We put these words into your gracious hands.
我们求你借着圣灵帮助我们解开。
May you help us understand through your Holy Spirit.
让我们看见你自己的生命。
That we can see your life.
我们能够学习你的样式。
We can learn your ways.
我们也求你借着血洗净你无用的仆人。
Please, with your blood, wash your servants.
超过人，弱过人的软弱。
To overcome any weaknesses of man.
让你的话语不受任何的拦阻。
That your word may not have any obstacles.
把下面的时间完全的交在你的手中。
Put this time completely into your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们非常感谢主。
We're very thankful to the Lord.
我们刚才读到的这个旧约以西结书和新约的启示录里边，当主耶稣基督的荣耀被显现的时候，
What we are reading here in Ezekiel and Revelation when the glory of the Lord is manifest.
我们看见这里边圣经呢是用了四个图画来告诉我们。
We see four illustrations that the scriptures use to give us the illustration of God.
或者是说呢这里边讲到四个活物。
Four animals or four illustrations.
这四个活物讲到主耶稣基督生命的四个方面。
And these faces, these four living creatures talk about four aspects of Jesus.
第一个呢是像狮子。
The first is that of a lion.
第二个是像牛犊。
The second is an ox.
第三个是像人。
The third is a man.
第四个是像鹰。
The fourth is an eagle.
我们非常感谢主，这是主耶稣基督生命的四个方面。
We thank the Lord, these are the four aspects of Jesus' life.
所以当我们来到新约的时候，我们一打开福音书。
So in the New Testament, as we open up the Gospels,
我们看见有四本福音书。
We see there's four Gospels.
有马太、马可、路加和约翰。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
圣经是用这四本福音书来描写主耶稣基督的生命。
The Bible uses these four books to illustrate our Lord Jesus.
当这四本书被放在一起的时候，才给我们一个完整的图画。
Together, these four Gospels give us a complete picture of the Lord.
这是表明主耶稣基督生命的四个非常主要的方面。
And these four books illustrate four different aspects of Jesus' life.
马太福音呢，就讲到主耶稣基督为王。
Matthew talks about Jesus as king.
是这里边是用狮子来做预表的。
And it's represented by the face of a lion.
马可福音讲到主耶稣基督他是神的仆人。
Mark talks about the Lord Jesus as a servant.
圣经是用这个牛来做预表的。
Illustrated by the face of an ox.
路加福音向我们启示主耶稣基督的生命是一个人子的生命。
The Gospel of Luke reveals the Lord as the Son of Man.
是一个完美的人。
And uses the face of a man.
所以他是 用人的形象来代表的。
To illustrate this with the face of a man.
约翰福音向我们揭示了主耶稣基督有一个属天的生命。
And the book of John talks about the Lord as a heavenly being.
他是神的儿子。
The son of God.
圣经呢是用鹰的形象来预表的。
Therefore the Bible uses the face of an eagle to represent this.
若主是许可的话。
If the Lord is willing.
我们愿意呢借着这四本福音书来看主耶稣基督他生命这四个方面。
We will use the four Gospels to take a look at the aspects of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天呢我想我们先看第一卷书马太福音。
Today we'll start with the first book, the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音并不是按照他的写作的年代并不是第一卷 福音书。
So according to chronological order, when it was written, it was not necessarily the first book.
但是我们这边看见圣灵在他的主权当中把马太福音放在新约的第一卷书。
But we do see that the Holy Spirit puts the book as first in the Gospels.
让我们看见一打开福音书的时候我们就遇见的是马太福音。
So as soon as we open the Gospels, we see Matthew.
所以我们相信圣灵在这里边要做一个工作。
So we trust that the Spirit is trying to do a work in our hearts.
当我们来看起主耶稣基督这生命的各个方面的时候
that as we see the different aspects of our Lord Jesus Christ,
圣灵让我们最先看见的
the first aspect that we see
是主耶稣基督那个 属王的生命
is that Jesus is the Lord, the King.
他让我们首先看见他是那个君王
He is the King.
所以这是一个非常重要的一个启示
This is a very important revelation.
从人的角度来讲我们可能并不是这样去按照这个顺序来看的。
From a humanly perspective, maybe we don't look at it in this order.
我们可能愿意从我们自己这个得救经历方面来看。
Maybe we see Jesus through our own salvation and our own experience of him.
的确神也是让我们从这些方面来认识他。
Of course, we should know the Lord through these experiences.
但是我们在这里边必须要看见神的恩典是神的主权他把马太福音放在第一卷书。
But we see this is also through the Lord's grace that he put Matthew first.
常常提醒我们当我们来到主耶稣基督面前的时候
To remind us that as we come before the Lord,
我们首先要看见的
First, we need to see
是他是王
that he is the king.
他是宇宙的君王
He is the king of the universe.
他也应该成为我们个人的王
And he ought to be the king of us individually.
马太福音呢并不是一卷非常容易读的书。
Matthew is not necessarily an easy book to read.
我看见有人讲到说他提到呢说尼托生弟兄曾经说过。
Somebody once quoted Watchman Nee as saying,
他说马太福音是整个新约圣经里边最难懂的一卷书。
That Matthew may be the hardest book to understand in the Bible.
尼弟兄说呢他甚至比启示录还要难懂十倍。
Maybe even 10 times as hard to understand as the book of Revelation.
我当然我觉得我自己不能够完全明白尼弟兄的意思。
I didn't completely understand what Watchman Nee meant by this.
但是这一次我当我再重新读马太福音的时候
But this time as I study the book of Matthew again,
我好像里边呢稍微有一点点的感觉。
I began to have a little understanding.
就为什么马太福音它是一本 难懂的书。
As to why the book of Matthew is so hard to understand.
因为当我们读马太福音的时候
Because as we read the book of Matthew,
我们必须要转变我们的一个视角
We need to turn our perspective.
我们不能够从人的角度来看这位君王。
We can't look at the book of we can't look at the king from a humanly perspective.
我们必须要从神的角度，我们才能够看见他是这位君王。
But we have to see the Lord as king through God's perspective.
因为我们人对这个君王啊，有很多这个固有，已经有很多固有的印象。
I think because as humans we see king the concept of a king with our own humanly eyes.
所以今天早晨，如果弟兄姐妹们，我们来想一想君王的话。
So if we take some time to consider a king this morning,
弟兄姐妹们，我们里边首先想到的是哪些人呢？
What people come to your mind?
可能都不一样。
Maybe it's different.
也许呢，我们想到了亚历山大大帝。
Maybe you think of Alexander the Great.
是希腊古希腊的一个很有名的王。
He was a famous king of the Greeks.
在他30岁的时候呢，就征战了许多的土地。
By the time he was 30, he had occupied a large area of land.
或许我们想到了罗马的凯撒大帝。
Or maybe you think of the Roman Caesar.
他建立了整个的罗马的帝国。
Who founded the Roman Empire.
或者我们想到了成吉思汗。
Or maybe you think of Genghis Khan.
靠着蒙古人的快马长枪，他几乎征战了整个的大部分的欧亚大陆。
On Mongol horses, he had conquered most of the Eurasian continent.
这是人的君王。
These are human kings.
但是我们在马太福音里边所启示我们这位主耶稣基督的君王是完全不一样的。
But in the book of Matthew, the way it depicts a king is completely different.
他没有出生在宫殿当中。
Jesus was not born in a palace.
并且呢，他是卑微的出生在一个马槽里边。
But humbly was born in a manger.
在整个人类历史当中，我们可能找不见多少人是出生在马槽里边。
In human history, we don't know of too many people who were born in a manger.
他没有上过学。
He did not go to school.
他没有任何的军队。
He did not have an army.
他也没有攻占、征服任何的土地。
He also did not conquer any land.
相反呢，他是来到这个地上卑微自己。
And quite the opposite, he came to the earth.In humility.
腓立比书第二章第六到八节。
In Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8.
对这个做了一个最好的评价。
There is a very good illustration.
他告诉我们说他本有神的形象。
It says, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
对，是不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself.
所以我们看见
by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
我们看见这位创造宇宙的君王。
So we see that the Lord of heavens and earth,
当他来到这个地上的时候
while he came to the world,
他是如此的谦卑。
He came in humility.
他本有神的形象。
He had the likeness of God.
但是他没有抓住这个。
But he didn't grasp equality as something to be taken.
他反倒把自己完全的放下，取了奴仆的形象。
But rather completely gave himself up to be a servant.
成为人的样式。
To become like a man.
我们觉得有的时候好像成为人的样式还是在这个被造的世界当中，好像人是比较尊贵的。
Maybe we see in this fallen world that being a man is quite good.
但是在神的眼中
，But in the eyes of God,
圣经告诉我们说呢，他看这个世上的罪人，就如同腐烂的肉一样。
God had seen the sin of mankind.
所以我们在神的眼中如同腐烂的肉一样。
So it's like rotten flesh before the Lord.
他却愿意成为我们的样式。
But yet he was willing to become like us.
不但成为我们的样式，反倒卑微取了奴仆，在我们人中间奴仆的形象。
And not only to be like man, but to be a servant.
以至于顺服，以至于死。
And obedient even to death on a cross.
并且经历了那个最痛苦十字架上的死亡。
And to experience the most painful type of death.
所以我们人类没有看见他是君王。
So we don't see him as king from a humanly perspective.
犹太人失败。
the Jewish people did not see him as king.
当主耶稣基督在地上的时候，他们没有看见主耶稣基督是君王。
When he was on the world, the Jewish people did not see him as their king.
很多历史历代的许多的人都在这一点上失败。
Many people in history did not see him as king.
我想这就是呢，马太福音它之所以特别难懂的一件。
I think this is a very hard to understand concept in Matthew.
因为当我们要看见这位君王的时候，我们必须放弃自己的观点。
Because as we see the Lord as King, we need to let go of our own perspective.
我们必须用神的眼光才能看见这位君王。
We must see the King of Jesus through God's perspective.
我们看见跟他很近的，包括那些门徒，他们也有失败。
We see that even those who were closest to him, his disciples, had failed to see him as King.
圣经里边给我们许许多多的例子。
The Bible gives us many examples.
当他们跟随主耶稣基督的时候，
As they followed the Lord Jesus,
他们在争论谁为大。
They were debating who would be the greatest.
主耶稣基督就带了一个孩子。
And the Lord Jesus brought a child.
说你们如果不回转向这个孩子。
And said, if you don't become like this child,
就不能进神的国。
You will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
这是和人的观点是何等的不同。
This is completely different from man's perspective.
因此呢，盼望着今天早晨
and so this morning,
我们盼望着圣灵帮助我们
May the Holy Spirit help us,
能够放下我们自己的观点
so that we can let go of our own perspectives,
能够接着神的观点来看这位神所赐给我们的君王
that we can see the Lord, through God's eyes.
当然马太福音是一本非常丰富的书
of course, Matthew is a very rich book.
那我自己的领受是非常有限的
and my understanding is very limited.
所以我想我就借着有限的时间借着四个点和弟兄姐妹们来交通一下。
So in the limited time we have, I just want to share four basic points.
第一点讲到了一个新的世代或者是一个新的族类。
The first point is a new generation or a new people.
第二点我们要交通一下这个王生命的特征。
Second, we want to talk about the king's character.
第三点我们要交通一下这个王他身上带着十字架的印记。
Third, the mark of the cross.
第四点呢，我们想交通一下这个王他得着了所有的权柄。
And fourth, the authority of the king.
这个第一点呢，这个新的世代，刚才我们读到呢，就是耶稣基督的家谱，也可以说是耶稣基督的世代。
So the first point is a new generation, which we can see as the generation of Christ.
在圣经里边呢，提到了两个世代，或者是两个重要的家谱。
In the Bible, we see two family trees or two generations.
第一处是在创世纪的第五章的第一节。
The first one we can see in Genesis chapter 5, verse 1.
那里边说到亚当的后代或者是亚当的世代亚当的族类。
There we read about the generation of Adam or the family tree of Adam.
那第二处呢就是我们刚才读到的马太福音第一章第一节说耶稣基督的世代。
And the second generation is that in Matthew 1:1, the generation of Christ.
所以我们看见在神的眼中有这两个人。
So we see in God's perspective, there's two different people.
全世界的人都可以概括在这两个人当中。
And all people can be sorted into one of these two generations.
亚当代表着这个旧的族类。
Adam represented the old generation.
是一个旧的世代。
And an old generation.
所有在亚当里边的都属于旧造。
All who were in Adam were created, old.
主耶稣基督代表着一个新的世代。
But Jesus represents a new generation.
一个新的族类。
A new people.
所有在耶稣基督里的都是新造。
All who are in Jesus are a new creation.
所以圣经就把这两个人放在那边，让我们看见他们在地上的生活。
So the Lord has given us these two generations that we can see their life.
我们知道当神创造了亚当和夏娃把他们放在一个非常美丽的园子当中。
We know that when God created Adam and Eve, he put them in the beautiful Garden of Eden.
那里边神没有给他们许多不能做的命令。
There wasn't much that they couldn't do in Eden.
实际上神只给他们一条不能做的命令。
In fact, the Lord only told them of one thing that they could not do.
神说这园中所有的树上的果子你们都可以随意吃。随时想吃都可以吃。
God said you can eat of every tree in the Garden of Eden.
只是那园中那棵当中有一棵是分别生命分别知识善恶树的果子，你们不可吃。
But there is only one tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil which you cannot eat.
因为你们吃的日子必定死。
The day you eat it, you will surely die.
我们知道在创世纪第三章一开始就记载了一个悲惨的故事。
We know that in the beginning of Genesis chapter 3, we see a tragedy.
因为那边有一个蛇，就是魔鬼的化身。
Because that day there was a serpent who was Satan.
他欺骗了夏娃。
And he deceived Eve.
让他去吃这个分别知识善恶树上的果子。
And had her eat of the fruit from the middle of the garden.
我们必须了解在他们那个生活的环境当中。
In their life at that time,
他们要吃这个分别善恶树上的果子不是因为他们饥饿。
To eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil was not because they were hungry.
不是他们身体上有需要他们一定要吃的。
It wasn't because of a physical need that they needed to eat from that tree.
他们之所以去吃这个果子。
The reason why they ate of that fruit.
是因为他们有意的要违背神的命令。
It's because they willfully wanted to disobey the commandment of the Lord.
这个叛逆的心理就是罪的根源。
This desire, to disobey is the beginning of sin.
所以亚当和夏娃他们在那边犯罪了。
And so Adam and Eve sinned against the Lord.
他们在最好的环境当中不能守住那唯一的诫命。
In the best of circumstances, they could not, obey the Lord.
所以亚当所代表旧的族类都进入了失败。
And so Adam represents the old race of our people, which have failed.
这是几千年来人类历史的写照。
And this has been the continuous story of humanity over thousands of years.
今天这个罪恶在我们的面前就更加的泛滥。
Today, the sin of man is continued to be manifest in our presence.
主耶稣基督作为一个新族类的代表。
But the Lord Jesus Christ, as a representative of a new people,
当他来这个地上开始服侍之前,
as he came to the earth to serve,
他也要经历一个试探。
He also needed to undergo temptation and trial.
所以在马太福音第四章第一到十一节里面告诉我们。
So in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, we see,
耶稣基督被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
That the Lord Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and to be tempted by the devil.
他禁食四十昼夜就饿了。
He resisted 40 days and nights of hunger.
后来那个试探人就是魔鬼进前来说你若是神的儿子可以吩咐这些 石头变成食物。
And the tempter, who was the devil, said to him, If you are the son of God, command that these stones become bread.
主耶稣回答说说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所说的一切话。
The Lord answered, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
魔鬼又带他进了圣殿。
The Lord then took him into the holy city.
把他放在那个殿的顶上。
Had him stand at the pinnacle of the temple.
说你若是神的儿子可以跳下去。
And said to him, If you are the son of God, throw yourself down.
因为经上记着说主要为你吩咐使者用手托住你免得你的脚碰在石头上。
For it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.
主对他说说不可试探主你的神。
Jesus said to him, On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
魔鬼又带他到了一座最高的山，将世界万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我。我把这一切都赐给你。
And he said to him, All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me.
主对他说，撒旦，退去吧。
Then Jesus said to him, Go, Satan.
因为你当要敬拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。
For it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
这个新的族类经历了非常严厉的试探。
So this new generation also, underwent difficult trials.
是在最艰难的环境当中主耶稣基督得胜。
In fact, it was the most difficult trials, but the Lord Jesus was victorious in it.
当他禁食四十昼夜的时候。
In the 40 days and nights of temptation, fasting.
圣经告诉我们说后来就饿了。
The Bible tells us that Jesus was hungry.
主耶稣基督身体饿了在这个非常疲惫饥饿的环境下。
Even in this time of hunger,
仇敌选择了这个时期。这个时候来试探主。
The Lord, the Satan found this time to tempt Jesus.
并且呢，他所用的方法并不是让主去犯罪。
And the way he tempted the Lord wasn't to have him sin per se.
主耶稣基督可以把石头变成饼。
Jesus could make bread from stone.
他甚至不需要石头也可以变成饼。
But he didn't need to do that.
但是他没有做。
But he didn't do it. Because this wasn't the Lord's command. He could have jumped off the temple. But this wasn't the Lord's will. So he did not do so.
仇敌用世界万国的荣华来吸引他。
The enemy used all the glitters of the world to try to tempt him.
然而在主耶稣基督的心中，他单要侍奉主，敬拜神。
But in the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, he only wanted to worship the Lord his God.
所以我们看见这个新的族类。
So we see this new people.
在最艰难的环境当中。
In the most difficult of times.
他为我们得胜。
He was victorious.
所以我们知道所有在旧造里边的
So we know that all in the old generation
都会失败的
will fail.
所以无论什么时候我们失败了我们知道我们是活在那个旧造当中
So whenever we fail, we know that we're still living in the old generation.
我知道在我个人的生活当中有许多的失败
I know that in my own life, I've had a lot of failures.
每次回头看的时候那都是我们活在那个旧造的时候
And each time we look back we can see that we were living in the old race the old
所有在活在这个新的族类 的生命当中的
But all who live in the new generation or the new race
都是可以得胜的
will overcome
不是我们自己的能力
It's not by our own strength
所以当我们有一些得胜的经历的时候我们回头看我们知道我们是活在那个新造当中
So when we have some experiences of victory, we can look back and see that was because we were living in this new generation.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是生活在一个非常艰难的时代当中。
So though we live in a very difficult time,
我们如果要为主站住的话
if we are to stand for the Lord,
我们必须学习要活在新造当中。
We have to learn to live in this new creation, this new generation.
盼望着我们圣灵提醒我们，使我们的失败能够减少。
I hope that we can be reminded so that we can fail less.
这也是一个检验。
This is a checkpoint.
就是当我们每次失败的时候我们就被提醒我们是活在这个旧造当中。
Whenever we fail, we can be reminded that we are living in our old self.
我们要交通的第二点呢是这个君王他生命的特征。
The second point we want to talk about is the king's character.
在马太福音第五章、第六章和第七章里边
In Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7,
这里边有许多主耶稣基督的讲论。
There's a lot of teaching from the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些都是讲到新生命的特征。
And he talks about the characteristics of the new life.
第五章的第三节到第十节讲到了这个新生命的八个方面。
In chapter 5, verse 3 to 8, he talks about, 3 to 11, excuse me, he talks about eight aspects of this new life.
第一呢就是讲到虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
这个虚心就是说我们是贫穷的我们是低下的。
The poor in spirit are those who are poor and lowly.
讲到哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
就是为罪恶哀痛的人为着这个世代祷告的人。
Those who are mourning because of the sin and the difficulties in this life.
第五节讲到温柔的人有福了。
Chapter, verse 5 talks about, Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
就是非常这也是一个谦卑的一个方面。
Also means the humble.
第六节讲到饥渴慕义的人有福。
Verse 6, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
那些追求公义的。
Those who seek for righteousness.
第七节讲到连续忍的人有福了。
7 talks about the merciful will be blessed.
心里边怀着慈悲怜悯的人。
Those who have purity in heart.
十第九节讲到使因第八节讲到清心的人有福了。
In verse 8, the pure in heart.
是单纯的是在一个圣灵里边生活的人。
Those who are simple and live in the Holy Spirit.
第九节讲到使人和睦的人有福了。
Verse 9, the peacemakers will be blessed.
就是一个爱好和平的人。
Those who desire to have peace.
那最后一点呢讲到为义受逼迫的人。
And finally, those who have been persecuted.
是能够为着主耶稣基督放下地上所有这些为他受苦的人。
Who for the Lord Jesus' sake are willing to put down everything.
当我们看见这些点的时候
When we see these points,
我们常常被提醒这是天国的宪章。
We are reminded that these are characteristics of the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们会发现 这个不是我们的天性。
But maybe we see this is not our natural inclination.
当我看这些的时候，我觉得我里边都没有。
When I see these beatitudes, I would say I don't have any of them.
这是主耶稣基督他自己生命的性格。
But this is the life of the Lord Jesus Christ manifest.
但是感谢主。
We thank him.
神所要做的工作是把这些生命的性格做工在你我这些本来是属地的人身上。
The work of the Lord Jesus is to do this, manifest his life in you and I who were once not living in this way.
所以主耶稣基督在接下来的这六章七章里边呢，就讲到他要把他的律法写在我们的心板上。
So in the following chapters, 6 and 7, Jesus talks about how he will write his new law on our hearts.
旧约的律法是写在石板上的。
The Old Testament law was written on stone.
是在外边的。
It was outward.
是人可以按照字句去遵守的。
Man could try to follow them.
但主耶稣基督来的时候呢，他说律法的一点一划都不能够废去。
But when the Lord Jesus came, he said not one piece of the law, old law will be forsaken.
都要成全的。
They will all be fulfilled.
但是呢，他在地上就是特别反对犹太人这些外边遵守律法这些形式。
But he was especially upset about the outward adherence to the law from the Jewish leaders.
所以主耶稣基督在这里边要告诉我们什么呢？
So what does the Lord Jesus Christ want to tell us here?
他要把他的律法写在我们的心板上。
He is to write his law on our hearts.
不再是写在石板上的字句。
Not written on stone.
不再是外边的工作。
Not just outward work.
而是在我们里边做更新变化的工作。
But to do a change within our hearts.
是给我们一个新的生命。
To give us a new life.
律法是不能够废去的。
The law cannot be abolished.
The law cannot be abolished.
是都要成全的。
It has to be fulfilled.
但是主耶稣基督新的工作是要把它写在我们的心板上。
But the work of the Lord Jesus is to manifest that by writing it in our hearts.
他在这几章圣经里边给我们许多的例子。
He gives us very many examples in these chapters.
他说你知道古人有人说呢，不可以杀人，这是神的诫命。
He says that you know that is written you should not kill somebody.
所以对犹太人来讲，遵守这个诫命对大多数的人来讲，我想并不难。
So for the majority of the Jewish people and even for us, we would say that's not hard to do.
因为很多人我们没有动手杀人。
Because we haven't killed a lot of people.
但是主耶稣基督说呢，只是我告诉你们。
But the Lord Jesus says, I tell you the truth.
当你心里边恨人的时候，就等于是杀人。
If you hate somebody in your heart, that is equivalent to killing them.
主耶稣基督要把外边的工作转到我们里边。
The Lord Jesus is trying to change the outside work into our internal hearts.
他要把律法原来写在石板上的，现在要写在我们每个人的心板上。
The law written on stone will now be written on our hearts.
是要改变我们的生命。
To change our lives.
第三点我们要交通的是十字架的印记。
The third point is the mark of the cross.
我们刚才读到了腓立比书二章六到八节，讲到主耶稣基督他八次的降卑。
We saw in Philippians 2, verses 6 through 8 of the humility of our Lord Jesus Christ.
正好呢，相应于马太福音这八个蒙福的生命。
Eight ways, which also transposed to the eight Beatitudes we were reading in Matthew.
主耶稣基督来到这个地上，他唯一的目标就是为着我们的罪走向十字架。
The Lord Jesus Christ came to the world and his main point, his only purpose was to go to the cross for us.
所以在他生命当中每一个方面都带着十字架的印记。
So in his life, every aspect manifested the cross.
他的舍己。
His self-sacrifice.
他对父神的完全的尊重。
His complete dedication to the Father.
他最后为我们的罪亲自流血舍命在十字架上。
And his final giving up of his life in his body and blood for us.
所以十字架就成了他生命的印记。
So the cross became a manifestation of his life.
十字架也成了一个得冠冕的印记。
The crown. The mark of the crown.
And it became the mark in his life shows the mark of the cross.
The crown.
The crown, excuse me, the mark of the crown.
所以我们每个人今天在地上都是被主耶稣基督训练要将来与他一同作王的。
All of us here in the world, we're being trained to one day rule with Christ.
圣经告诉我们说，这个王跟世界上的王观点是完全不一样的。
And this kingship, as we said, is different than the world's definition of kingship.
世界上的王是在高高在上，主耶稣基督让我们在马太福音里边所看见的这个王是服侍人的王。
A human king is sitting on high, but the Lord Jesus is a servant king.
所以所有他的门徒与他一同做王的都要带上十字架的印记。
So all of his servants who wish to reign with him must put on the marks of the cross.
我们看一下保罗的例子。
We can see an example of Paul.
在使徒行传第九章二十三节到二十五节里边讲到保罗他刚刚悔改之后。
In Acts chapter 9, verses 23 to 25, we see after Paul had been converted.
大家弟兄姐妹都记得他去大马士革去抓这些基督徒。
We remember that Paul was on a mission to Damascus to persecute Christians.
主耶稣基督在大光里边遇见了他。
But the Lord Jesus manifested himself to him on the road to Damascus.
得着了他。
And got the heart of Paul.
所以当他进入大马士革的时候就开始传讲耶稣基督。
So he began to preach that Jesus is the Christ.
当时犹太人就想要杀他。
And at that time, the Jews plotted to kill him.
所以他这些弟兄姐妹们就在夜间用绳子把这个保罗呢从城墙的门口上把他坠下去，从城墙上坠下去。
But in the middle of the night, his disciples took him and led him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a large basket.
在保罗写到这个哥林多后书第二章十一节的11章30到30节的时候。
And later in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 30 to 33,
他说我若必自夸就夸那关乎我软弱的事罢了。
He writes, If I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness.
那永远可称颂的主耶稣基督父神知道我不说谎。
The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, He who is blessed forever knows that I am not lying.
在大马色王李达王手下的提督把守大马色的门要阻挡我。
In Damascus, the ethnarch under Aretas the king was guarding the city of the Damascenes in order to seize me.
我就从窗子中在篮子里从城墙里被人坠下去脱离了他的手。
And I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and so escaped his hands.
当保罗写哥林多后书的时候离这件事情发生已经过去了许多年。
When Paul wrote 2 Corinthians, this had happened a long time ago.
但是在这里边我们好像听见保罗心中深处的那个呐喊。
But we see in this letter, the depths of Paul's heart.
他说我若夸自夸就夸那些关我软弱的事。
He said, if I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness.
为什么这件事情在保罗的心中留下了这么深的印象？
Why was this such a deep mark on Paul's life?
成为他那个软弱的标记。
And became an emblem of his weakness.
我们知道保罗呢，他是一个犹太人。
We know that Paul was Jewish.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他有罗马的公民。
He had a Roman citizenship.
他说他不仅是犹太人，而且他是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
He also said not only was he a Jewish person, he was a Jew of the Jews. Hebrew of the Hebrews.
就着律法他是无可指责的。
By the law he was not to be paralleled.
所以在保罗的心里边有一个犹太人，有个法利赛人那个天生的高傲和尊贵。
So in his heart he had the boast of a true Jew.
但是这位要主耶稣基督要使用他改变世界的使徒。
But the Lord wanted to train him to change him from a humanly perspective.
当他要开始服侍主的时候。
As he was beginning to serve the Lord.
他要经历十字架的工作。
He had to go through the work of the cross.
在大马色城墙上这些篮子。
Through the wall of Damascus in a basket.
这些篮子是做什么用的呢？
What was the basket for?
据说在古代的时候他们倒垃圾或者是洗脏衣服的时候就是用这个篮子把这些垃圾 放到城外。
When the citizens of Damascus were doing their laundry or throwing out their trash, they would lower it through these baskets.
这位生命里边自觉的高傲的尊贵的保罗。
So the proud, boastful Paul.
今天他要坐着这个放垃圾的篮子 被人追下去。
He had to be lowered through a trash basket through the wall.
用我们今天的话说呢，就是他要坐着这个垃圾车，在深夜的时候被人推到城外。
Using today's analogy, he would be in a garbage truck being pushed out to the edge of the city in the middle of the night.
这是神在他里边做一个十字架的工作。
This was the work of the cross in his life.
所以他说我若夸自己的软弱。
So he said, if I am to boast, I will boast of what is my weakness.
我就夸我自己的软弱了。这就是他的软弱。
This was his weakness.
我们非常感谢主。
We're very thankful to the Lord.
这位要改变世界的使徒。
In order to change the things in this world,
神要在他的身上做一个十字架的工作。
God had to do the work of the cross in his heart.
十字架要成为一个的荣耀的冠冕的记号。
The cross had to be a piece of a representation of glory in his life.
我们相信这个时候保罗呢，他可能已经知道彼得和约翰他们曾经被抓的例子。
At this time, we trust that Paul already knew of the example of Peter.
当他们在美门里边医好那个瘸子的弟兄姐妹们都记得，在使徒行传第四章。
In Acts chapter 4, we see
医好了那个瘸子。所以他们就被这个官府所抓去。
That Peter and John were arrested.
但是呢，他们表现出是何等的勇敢。
But rather than be in fear, they manifested courage.
官府没有办法就把他们放了。
Those who had arrested him were unable to let them go.
所以我们想保罗是知道这件事情的。
So we knew that Paul knew about this.
所以如果你是保罗在大马士革的城里边的时候，你会做怎样的祷告？
So if you were Paul in Damascus, you may have prayed simply.
所以我想我可能说，主啊，留一个小门在黑夜的时候可以让我出去吧。
Maybe you will pray, Lord, please open a small door for me that I can escape.
但是神让这位使徒要经历他人生当中的一个大的羞辱。
But the Lord wanted his servant to understand, to experience the cross.
当然我们知道彼得呢，他不仅仅这一次出监的经历。
We knew that Peter didn't just have this one example of the cross.
后来在使徒行传第十二章记载，那个彼得要被杀的前一夜，他荣耀的从监狱里面出来。
In Acts chapter 12, we knew that when Peter was arrested in jail, he was delivered.
但是这并不是说彼得身上不需要十字架。
This doesn't mean that the cross did not need to be manifest in Peter's life.
彼得在马太福音第二十六章里边记载，主耶稣基督快要上十字架的时候。
In Matthew chapter 26, we see in Peter's life when the Lord was about to go up on the cross.
二十六章的三十一节到三十五节，主耶稣基督告诉他们说今夜为着我的缘故你们要跌倒了。
In Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 to 35, Jesus said to them, you will all fall away because of me this night.
但是彼得说呢，他说虽然众人都是为着你的缘故跌倒，我永远不会跌倒的。
But Peter said to him, even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away.
我们知道当彼得说这句话的时候，
We know that when Peter said this,
他心中是非常诚实的。
He was very genuine in his heart.
我们百分之百相信彼得对主的爱。
We knew that Peter truly loved the Lord.
在他心中的深处，他实在是愿意为主舍命的。
Truly, 100% in his heart, he was willing to lay down his life for the Lord.
但是呢，他不知道人性的软弱。
But he did not know the weakness of man.
这位勇敢的彼得，他也需要学功课。
Even this courageous Peter needs to learn the lesson.
因此，主耶稣基督告诉他说今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
And so Jesus said to him, truly I say to you that this very night before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
彼得说，我即使与你同死，我也绝对不会不认你的。
Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
但是当主耶稣基督被抓到大祭司的院子里边的时候，
But we know after Jesus was arrested into the high priest's courtyard,
当那个环境艰难的时候，
when the environment became more difficult,
夜已深了，
he denied the Lord.
这个 is getting darker.
And it was getting darker.
并且呢，天也开始冷了，
as the weather became colder,
环境改变了，
as the circumstances changed,
彼得开始和那些人一起来烤火。
As Peter was warming himself by the fire,
这个时候他在一个小侍女面前三次不认主。
he denied the Lord three times.
并且呢，圣经告诉我们说是他是发咒起誓的否认主。
In fact, he didn't just deny the Lord, he cursed the Lord.
我们看见彼得所要学的功课是让他看见人性是何等的不可靠。
We knew that what Peter needed to learn was that human flesh is not trustworthy.
每一位跟随主的人
Every one of us who follows the Lord
都需要有十字架的印记。
We have to have the impressions of the cross.
因为十字架的印记是得冠冕的印记。
The mark of the cross is important.
我们不知道弟兄姐妹们现在正在经历什么。
It's the only way that we can experience the crown. Well, I don't know what you're experiencing in your life today.
也许是我们的家庭。
Maybe it's in your family.
夫妻之间的关系。
Maybe it's between the husband and wife.
父母儿女之间的关系。
Between parents and children.
或许是我们的工作
Maybe it's your work.
我们失业了
Maybe you lost your job.
或者是遇见一个不好的老板
Or you have a bad boss.
我们每天都觉得非常痛苦
Every day is difficult.
或许是我们的人际关系
Or maybe it's your relationships with others.
我们的学业
Our education.
我们的身体出了问题
Our health.
我们要把这一切带到主的面前
We need to bring all of this before the Lord.
带到十字架的光底下
to bring it under the cross.
让圣灵在我们的深处借着这些东西来教导我们如何学十字架的功课
that the Spirit may, Holy Spirit may teach us, the lessons of the cross through these experiences.
我们今天早晨诗歌带我们唱着这首十字古老的十字架是一首非常美丽的诗歌
This morning we sang, the Old Rugged Cross.
是诗歌的第79首
Hymn 79.
这首诗歌是非常有经历的一首诗歌。
This hymn is one of great experience.
第一节他告诉我们说在远山耸立着古老的十字架。
The first stanza reads, On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross.
作为痛苦、羞辱、痛苦的标志。
The emblem of suffering and shame.
但我爱这十字架因主离荣耀家。
And I love that old cross with the dearest and best.
来在上边替人受死。
For a world of lost sinners was slain.
第二节讲到这古老的十字架不少人很轻视
Stanza 2 says Oh that old rugged cross so despised by the world
对我却有奇妙的吸力
has a wondrous attraction for me
神圣洁的 羔羊曾降临到此世
For the dear lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary
将他背到骷髅死地
to dark Calvary
副歌告诉我们说我宝贵这古老的十字架。
The refrain says, So I'll cherish the old rugged cross.
一直到我俯伏主脚前。
Till my trophies at last I lay down.
那我们听见英文里边这里边的翻译我们的翻译有点不一样但英文的实际的原来的意思是说当我能够把我自己所有的这些 trophy, 所有的这些成绩所有的荣耀都能够放在主面前的时候。
The English translation talks about putting the trophies before the Lord.
我坚持古老的十字架。
I will cling to the old rugged cross.
等有天我将它换冠冕。
And exchange it someday for a crown.
十字架是我们得冠冕的记号。
The cross is the way that we can, gain the crown.
我们每位弟兄姐妹们在地上的时候都要经历这个十字架。
Every brother and sister, we must experience this cross.
因为主耶稣基督在做一个做王的培训。
Because as the Lord Jesus was learning to become the king,
我们最后一点要交通到这个王他得到了所有的权柄。
And finally, we'll talk about the king's authority.
在这个历史上也许亚历山大可以征服很多的领土。
In history, maybe Alexander the Great has conquered a vast land.
凯撒可能是建立了罗马的帝国。
Caesar may have established the Roman Empire.
但是过去所有的这些王历史上所有的人他们都不能胜过死亡。
But none of these kings could conquer death.
死亡是人类所面临的最大的敌人最强劲的力量。
Death is the strongest force facing all of humanity.
没有人能够阻止他。
No one can stop it.
只有我们的主耶稣基督。
Except our Lord Jesus Christ.
他虽然为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Though he died for our sin.
然而死亡不能够拘禁他。
Death could not conquer him.
他已经从死里复活了。
He has already risen from the dead.
并且得到了天上地下所有的权柄。
And he has received all of the authority on heaven and under earth.
他在历史历代当中，借着他的爱征服了无数的心灵。
In every generation, through his love, he has conquered.
所以所有跟随主耶稣基督的人都要学习他的榜样。
So all who believe in him will need to learn of his authority.
要经历他的死与埋葬与复活。
To experience his death, his resurrection.
他告诉我们说呢
？He tells us.
他告诉我们说，要使万民做我的门徒，凡他所吩咐我们的，都教训他们去遵守。
He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
门徒的意思就是跟随他的脚步。
The disciples are those who follow him in his church.
所以所有后来跟随他的人，所以你我的弟兄姐妹们，我们都要跟随主耶稣基督的脚步。
So you and I, we are all his disciples.
是十字架的路。
Through the cross.
但是这是一条荣耀的路。
But this is a glorious path.
因为这条路主耶稣基督得到了权柄。
Because through this path, the Lord Jesus has received all authority.
他也把这个权柄赐给他的教会。
And he has given this authority to his church.
所以我们今天在地上的生活服事，不是靠着我们自己有什么。
So today, our life and our service is not according to our own strength.
实际上我们没有什么。
Because we don't have authority.
乃是靠着他的权柄。
But it's his authority.
并且他应许我们，他就永远与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And he is with us always, even to the end of age.
今天那个日子更近了。
Today the day is approaching.
主耶稣基督要来的日子更近了。
The day of the Lord's return comes closer.
我们盼望着他祝福他的话语。
May we follow and lift up his word.
让我们学习能够活在这个新造当中。
We learn how to live in this new creation.
让天国的律法写在我们的心板上。
That the law of the new kingdom is written on our hearts.
在我们所有的生活和服事当中，常常带着十字架的印记。
In our lives, we may manifest the mark of the cross.
我们知道这有一天要为我们换冠冕的。
And that we can live and serve according to His authority.
是靠着他，对，是靠着他的权柄和能力来生活。
To live completely according to what His authority is.
使我们能够有一天迎见他的再来。
And one day we can receive Him.
我们实在是软弱的。
We are truly weak.
但愿主帮助我们。
But the Lord may help us.
愿他的生命在他的弟兄姐妹们中间彰显。
May his life be manifest in his people.
愿他得着荣耀。
May he receive the glory.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们早晨谢谢你的话。
Father, this morning we thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你亲自来到这个地上。
We thank you that you came to this world.
把一个君王的生命彰显在这个世界上。
And manifested the life of a king in this world.
不但如此，要把这个生命赐给所有跟随你的人。
And not only that, you've given this life to all of those who follow you.
我们知道这是一条十字架的路。
We know that this is a life of the cross.
靠着我们自己是何等软弱，我们没有办法走上去。
And we are weak and we cannot walk this path.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
But Lord, please help us.
求你在你的教会当中做更深的工作。
May you do a greater work in your church.
让十字架成为我们生命的印记。
That your cross may be the mark of our lives.
等有一天你来的时候
，And that day when you return,
换冠冕。
That we can exchange it for a crown.
主啊，我们求你也若过人的软弱，若是我们有任何交通不合你心意的，求你除去。
May you overcome the weakness of man. If there's anything that was not that was improperly conveyed, may you please forgive.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉若主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.